Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
All right, so you've heard the news. Singer Demi Lovato, TMZ breaking the story. Demi was at a Saddle Ranch restaurant and bar celebrating the birthday of one of her backup dancers. Reports later reveal that she was rushed to the hospital for an apparent overdose. Demi Lovato's overdose came at the end of the party at her home, lasted all night. EMTs and police arrived to help her. First responders arrived at Demi's Hollywood Hills home just before noon yesterday. There was evidence that there had been a party. Some members of Demi's team were present when first responders arrived, but provided no information about drugs or cause of her OD. It is unclear when the party broke up if people scattered once it became apparent Demi was in trouble. There is no criminal investigation at this time. Demi, I think you need new friends, honey. Serena Williams is claiming she's being discriminated against, according to the Jasmine brand. She's taken to social media, because this is what we do now, stating that she's been unfairly selected to being randomly drug tested. 36-year-old tennis champ feels that she's being discriminated against. She spoke the day before Wimbledon. Often she's being drug tested in response to a Deadspin article, which reported that she had been drug tested more than any other player this year. She stated on social media, "I never knew that I was tested so much more than everyone else. It would be impossible for me not to feel some kind of way about that." She had already been tested 5 times in 2018 before she reached the grass courts. Jill Scott may be in trouble about her recent comments related to her messy divorce drama. She may have violated a court order. Jill Scott and her soon-to-be ex-husband, I can't keep up, Michael Dobson, called it quit after 19 months of marriage. Split has been everything but amicable. Back in February, the singer was granted a restraining order from the judge that prevents her ex from speaking about their divorce in public. But in return, she also must refrain from speaking about their split. However, many are questioning her recent outburst during one of her shows. She told fans at Fox Theater, "You lose space at times, and somehow you wake up and you get up knowing I did that. I lost someone, and I hope he's here." Many fans believe that Jill Scott was referring to her ex, with fans in the crowd even chanting that she can get him back. Dobson's legal team is well aware of the outburst and plan to warn Jill and her lawyers about her actions. A strong finger point is probably what they're going to give. So you think you have what it takes to be SZA's next bae? She's looking for someone. She's actually looking for some love and affection. Recently, SZA took to social media to express her desire, sending her fans into a frenzy, posting, "Give the woman what she wants, #SZA. Fans of all sexes commented. Many female followers agreed with SZA, commenting, "Same." This isn't the first time SZA has told us about her desire for her booty to be rubbed. Last summer, on her debut album, Control, she sings on the track "Garden, Call Me on My BS, Lie to Me and Say My Booty Getting Bigger, Even If It Ain't." Then again, if she does get a man and it turns sour, that album might be fire. What do you think? So you watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. Let's move on. Sheree Whitfield, who is not a housewife, will probably not be returning to the show. She says because they lowballed her. She's finally breaking her silence. The Real Housewives of Atlanta cast began filming a few weeks ago. She was not there. And thanks to IG's anonymous questions and answers feature, Whitfield informed her followers about the real reason why she won't be returning. She says she was lowballed. Someone asked if she was fired. She said, "No, honey, I declined." How about you're not relevant? How about you're not a wife? How about you're just not? If anybody asks me, that would be my answer.